May all beings be happy and know the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from fear and the causes of fear. May all beings dwell in equanimity and never be parted from true joy, from true joy, from true joy. Loka samasta sugi no.
Hi folks, Paul Temple here from the Diamond Light Network, and this is podcast number 5 in our series about activating the human heart and the next step in human evolution. This podcast is titled Truth. How can we know what is true? But before digging into the topic, I want to give a quick little reminder about the basic premise of the Diamond Light Network, which is that we invite people to consider the possibility that the human heart is one of the most important and powerful resources available to humanity in this time. And it is possible that the next step in human evolution involves a critical mass of people activating their heart centers so as to raise the collective consciousness of humanity. This would allow us a much greater possibility of resolving the many problems facing humanity in this time by creating a more peaceful, collaborative, and enlightened civilization. Now, when I speak of the heart, I do not mean the physical heart, nor the heart chakra. I am talking about that place that is the center of love, truth, courage, spiritual connection. It's that place that we sense in the middle of our chest. It is the center of our energy body and the seat of the soul. Much of what we need to do is simply remember that the heart is real and powerful and the source of our spiritual connection and awareness. So this talk is about truth. It is about truth as it relates to the heart center. A friend recently asked, how can we tell what is true amongst today's kaleidoscope of misinformation, fake news, political trolling, conspiracy theories, and biased media? How can we know the truth? As I said earlier, I believe the heart, as we speak of it here, is the center of love, courage, spiritual connection, and truth. One of the skills people can develop as they activate their heart center is to more easily sense or feel or perceive truth, meaning one is better able to determine truth from falsity or truth from illusion by contemplating in the heart center. Now, our language is not very good at articulating this activity of feeling or sensing truth. While I sense it as a feeling, this is different than feeling emotion or the tactile feeling of hot or cold. This type of feeling is sensing the quality of subtle energy. It is an intuitive sense that provides insight into the intention and integrity of an energy stream. Learning to differentiate truth is one of the evolutionary skills I believe humans inherently possess, but are not recognized or developed in our culture. Other evolutionary skills include clairvoyance, telepathy, empathy, and other forms of intuitive sensitivity. I call these evolutionary skills because I believe that developing these traits are part of the next phase of human evolution. By learning these skills and activating the heart center to its full potential, we can become a more sensitive, knowledgeable, empathetic, and enlightened species of beings. There is a lot more about this, about the next phase of human evolution and these evolutionary skills in some of my other podcasts and on the website diamondlightnetwork.com. So as we develop these evolutionary heart skills, we can begin to better differentiate between truth and illusion. It is important to note that this intuitive ability to perceive truth and to discern truth from falsity is actually the foundation of our trial by jury system. Long ago, there were judges and jurists who recognized that the only way to give a fair trial and to determine what is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, is to have a jury of 12 peers use their skills of perception to determine truth and justice, guilt or innocence, even in situations involving sentences of life or death. This is a big statement about our ability to discern truth. I have sat on a jury and felt the power and the weight of this responsibility. It calls the heart to truth. Our hearts recognize the importance of truth and justice in our topsy-turvy world, and it is important to remember that a mainstay of our justice system is based on this ability of people to perceive truth. But getting back to the conversation about trying to find truth in today's social and political turbulence, the question brought me to recall the truths invoked in the United States Declaration of Independence, in which the Founding Fathers said, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all people are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." In speaking these words, I feel the deep truth and higher alignment in them. And I wonder, how did the writers recognize this self-evidence of these truths? How did they know this amongst the chaos of their world? How did they perceive this lofty vision of a government free from the tyranny of kings? I suspect it is because they were men of great heart. And through the power and connection in their hearts, they were given a vision of a new form of government to resolve the many challenges of their day. They took the courage to speak this truth to tyrannical power. And they took the courage to speak this truth to inspire the hearts of others to risk their lives to pursue this vision of independence and freedom. This is an important reminder of the power of these heart skills, the power of vision, of truth, and courage to bring forth positive change in times of chaos. The more that we connect with and activate the heart center, the more that we are able to discern truth from illusion and falsity. The heart is our moral compass. It is like a gyroscope at the center of our being that keeps us balanced, connected, and centered in truth, in love, in courage, and other heart-centered qualities. I find that when one's sense of truth comes from the heart, that there is less need to argue, less need to be right, or to make other people wrong. As the poet Rumi says, out beyond ideas of wrong and right, there is a field. I will meet you there. This is the field of the heart space. Now, this is not to say that the heart tolerates injustice or abuse. This is where courage arises, the courage to speak truth to power, the courage to act against injustice. This is also an important quality of the heart. When the heart is awake, we can know in our heart what is truth and what is falsity or illusion. We can feel it in our heart. And beyond trying to decipher the relative truth of whether someone is lying or not, there is a greater truth which comes through the heart, the truth that is beyond the complexity of human affairs. This is the truth that inspires courageous action, that inspires great vision, the truth that gives hope, the truth of divine awakening. This is the greater truth that we can also feel in our hearts. The Buddhist teachings differentiate relative truth from absolute truth. Within the kaleidoscope of earthly human consciousness, there are many varieties of relative truth. My understanding, though, is that absolute truth, the vast truth of the multidimensional universe, cannot be comprehended by human awareness. But we can get tastes and glimmers through the portal of the heart. We can connect with quantum consciousness and with our own higher awareness through the heart center. Many of us have had epiphany moments, looking at the stars, or standing on a mountain, or listening to a piece of beautiful music. These moments of beauty and connection open our hearts so that we can remember the greater truth, the vastness of the universe, and our connection to it. Time stands still so we can experience the immensity of the present in our heart. This is the truth that the poet Keats speaks of in his famous lines, "Beauty is truth. Truth, beauty. That is all we know on earth and all we need to know." It is not difficult to connect with your heart center. The heart is there waiting to be used, waiting to be awakened. So if you are feeling lost and overwhelmed by the kaleidoscope of misinformation, fake news, political trolling, conspiracy theories, and biased media, you can simply bring your hands to your heart and breathe into that pearl of light in your heart. Take a moment to connect with your heart, to remember the centering balance your heart can provide. This is the real truth. This is the voice that can guide you. This is all we need to know. Thank you.